This is the Busted Open Podcast.
Welcome to Busted Open's Inside AEW Double or Nothing. For the next hour, Busted Open's Dave LaGreca takes you to Daly's Place in Jacksonville, Florida for all things AEW and Double or Nothing. Matchups, interviews, and more. And now, here's Dave LaGreca.
Welcome to Busted Open's Inside AEW Double or Nothing. I'm Dave LaGreca, and we are going to dive in to one of the greatest cards in the history of AEW. That's right, Double or Nothing at Daly's Place in Jacksonville. And this card tonight is absolutely stacked. And we're going to talk to some of the main players that are going to be involved in this historic card for AEW. How about these matches? Sheeta versus Dr. Britt Baker for the AEW Women's World Championship. Cody Rhodes going up against Anthony Ogogo. Hangman Page against Brian Cage. Miro, your TNT champion, going up against Lance Archer. The Pinnacle going up against the Inner Circle in a Stadium Stampede match. And if the Inner Circle lose, they have to disband. Sting and Darby Allin versus Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page. And my goodness, Sting back into the ring for over 6 years. We have not seen Sting compete. We're going to see it tonight at Double or Nothing. The Young Bucks going up against Jon Moxley and Eddie Kingston. Could the Young Bucks retain their AEW World Tag Team Championship? Also, we're getting a casino battle royal for a future AEW World Championship match. And speaking of the AEW World Championship, we're going to have Kenny Omega, your AEW World Champion, in a three-way match with Orange Cassidy and Pack. I mean, this is a stacked AEW Double or Nothing. And like I said, we're going inside. And when I mean going inside, we're going inside with some of the best AEW pro wrestlers. And the first person we spoke to today going into Double or Nothing is somebody who's not even going to be competing at Double or Nothing at all, but she might be the biggest name when it comes to AEW, especially since you go to their beginnings. And that's the one and only Brandi Rhodes. I mean, this is a big weekend. I mean, Double or Nothing, the biggest event of the year. How tough is it for you not being a part of Double or Nothing?
It's very tough this year. Last couple I've been an integral part of. The very first Double or Nothing, of course, being the biggest show I think we've ever done. I was on the show twice. That year I had three costume changes. It was, yeah. So to go from that to not on the show at all, it's kind of sad for me. But what's happy is, you know, Friday we had so many fans back in attendance and just having mainly a full house and hearing everybody sing Judas live together for the first time.
That was a moment. That was a moment.
Yeah. It was really, really amazing just to kind of see that. We've kind of come through this storm together and we still got our fans and everybody's excited to be here.
Well, first I have to thank you because it was because of you that I was able to be part of AEW Dynamite on Friday night, because as you know, your husband Cody banned me from any AEW events because I don't like Star Wars, but that's a story for another day. But yes, having that crowd out there on Friday and then what we're going to see Sunday night with Double or Nothing capacity crowd, that is definitely, we couldn't talk about that 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months ago, but here we are the end of May and it really feels special.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of like, you know, the world just started opening back up just like it just started closing. Like I remember when everything closed down, Salt Lake City was the last show.
Yep.
And I hadn't heard anything about it. And then all of a sudden there's all this crazy news and press about a pandemic. And then a Utah Jazz player was positive. Mm-hmm. So I was like, we got to get out of here because yeah. Something's going to happen. But I couldn't have fathomed that was going to be over a year. I thought, you know, it's going to be a couple of weeks and I'm like, oh, I don't want to get stuck in, you know, Utah for a couple of weeks. And then here we are.
Yeah.
Like it's just now starting to open back up. So it's crazy, but I'm glad that, you know, AEW's at the forefront of it. You know, we've been very, very cautious. I think we've had one of the more successful runs during this pandemic because of the cautiousness and the medical team being so fantastic and the communication with the Jags and everything. So we've been very lucky.
Well, Brandy, you mentioned about when Jericho came out with the Inner Circle and everybody was singing Judas. What was coming to my mind in that moment was when your husband, Cody, spoke to the audience that first show where there was no crowd here at Daly's Place, and the way he looked into that camera, and it was strong, but there was so much doubt. And those words echo in my head in that moment. And I know that he'll remember it forever. As a fan, I'll remember it forever, but being able to see crowds and now AEW actually being back out on the road again.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy. And guess who's going to miss it?
I know, but you listen, this is going to change your life so much for the better. There's nothing like having...
Wait a minute. So you're saying my life is bad right now? Because you're just like, you're going to change it for the better. So like, you're assuming it's not good right now.
You'll know what I'm saying once that baby is born, believe me, because it changes. No, your life has been fantastic. You have a life that only a very few people could actually obtain, if at all. But it is going to change for the better, believe me. You'll understand what I'm saying, but Double or Nothing, biggest event. And then you have a reality show that's starting on TNT as well.
Oh, I don't know what gave it away, Dave. Is it the cameras that are on you right now? It's okay. We can acknowledge that they're here. This isn't Days of Our Lives.
Listen, you and I could be having a casual conversation about Double or Nothing, but...
You're going to be on it. You're going to be on the show.
And Roads to the Top. I still don't understand what the title means. I don't get it. Roads to the Top.
I'm already at the top. Like, what are we talking about?
Exactly.
No.
But that's going to be interesting, having cameras around you, filming you, because this isn't going to be like other quote-unquote reality shows. This is going to be true to form what is actually happening in the moment.
It is. And I'm actually relying on this season of life being filmed so that I don't get Men in Black zapped after I have the baby and forget what I went through, because it's all being caught on tape now. All of the horrors, all of the drama, all of the mood swings, nausea. I haven't thrown up on camera yet, but I'm sure it'll happen at some point. So yeah, I'll just have this to look at. So whenever I say to Cody, maybe we should have another one, just roll the footage.
So are you already planning your comeback, like post-baby? Are you already making those plans already?
Yes. I have a lot of amazing fans that definitely want to see me come back. And I've got a lot of naysayers that I can't wait for them to be so pissed off about it. It's happening. It's definitely going to happen. So...
And you're always doing so many different things. Culture City Bags, I know it's available at the merch.
Yeah,
tell us about that.
I'm glad you mentioned that because, in previous years, we've been able to super duper push the sensory inclusive element of the shows. But I think this year, because Culture City's not here physically, people were worried or wondering about the capacity. So Daly's Place is a sensory inclusive arena. So there are sensory rooms here for people who need them. And then we have at the merchandise stands sensory bags that you can check out. If you need it, check it back in at the end of the night. So if you're worried about Culture City at all, come on over. You're going to be fine. We'll take care of you.
All right. Yeah. Okay. And please don't let Cody know that we had this sit down interview.
I'm going to tell him everything. But what I am going to tell him is that you really were moved by the first promo that happened of the pandemic. I think it's going to give you points in that direction. I don't know how many.
Yeah, it's not enough to like Return of the Empire or anything like that.
Can you say something positive about Star Wars? That would really go a long way.
Chewbacca, big, right?
Can you do the Chewbacca like voice?
The Chewbacca sound. No.
That's it's missing some bass. Missing a little bit. I really appreciate the effort, though. I don't know. Who's going to make the most fun of you from hearing that? Is going to be...
Knowing this AEW roster, probably just about everybody,
Like of your crew, like Tommy, Mark...
Bully.
Bully?
No, Tommy will laugh. Mark Henry will laugh. Bully will probably punch me in the face.
Oh, God. Well, that's unfortunate. Why do you get why do they do this to you?
Because
I had a question for you, actually. Another question for you. So will there be a rematch with Thunder Rosa at any point?
Let me tell you something, okay? I was able to walk out of that ring on my 2 feet. I wasn't carried out. I wasn't dragged out. You know, I wasn't out on a stretcher. I was able to walk out of that ring on my own 2 feet. After all the trash talking that she said to me, I think morally I won that match.
Ooh, I think there's going to be some controversy on that statement.
There's going to be a rematch.
And I'm the queen of controversial statements. So
there'll be a rematch. Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm glad I made her. You're welcome. You know, she's a much bigger star now because of me.
But I mean, people are talking, you know?
People are talking.
When they're talking, it's always good.
Chief Brandy Officer.
Chief Brandy Rhodes.
Thank you. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Dave. It's great to see you.
It's awesome to see you.
We're rolling sevens. This is Busted Opens Inside AEW Double or Nothing on Sirius XM Fight Nation, Channel 156.
One of the big championship matches tonight is going to be that tag team match for the AEW World Tag Team Championship. And of course, your champions are the Young Bucks. But along with Jon Moxley, it's Eddie Kingston going after that title. And who better to talk to right now than Jon Moxley's partner, Mr. Eddie Kingston. Somebody who might be a new tag team champion come tonight.
Okay. I will be.
I regret something. I got to be honest with you. Before I hopped on the plane to come here to see Double or Nothing, I was going to pick you up a Taylor ham and cheese on a bagel.
And you didn't.
And I didn't. And I don't even know why I'm mentioning it.
Interview's over. Why would you bring that up? You could just said, you know.
A little salt and pepper, ketchup.
Bacon, egg, and cheese with a salt and pepper ketchup on a bun, and you smush it together on a roll. And you smush it together, and the ketchup's coming out of the roll. Beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. But like you said, this is going to be like a quick thing. Let me just get this out the way. And we can curse because it's serious. Young Bucks, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to fuck you up. Win or lose. Me and Mox are gonna fuck you up. Anyway, go ahead.
No, and I laugh, but I gotta be honest, it was a nervous laugh because when you speak, people listen, and when you speak, usually what you say actually comes true.
Well, because I mean it. Like, this is not, what's that word, fake? That like people like to use with our profession. This is not fake. You know what I mean? The injuries in my neck, the loss of feeling in my hands, the metal plate in my ankle, 16 screws in my ankle. The future surgeries I'm going to have on everything on my body. When I wake up every morning, I'm tight, sore, hurting, and I got to stretch for an hour and a half. Yeah, so this is not fake. This is not fake. So we're going to fuck you up.
And I think the perfect partner for you is Moxley. When I think of you guys, obviously I think of AEW, I think of Championship Gold, but I also think of, you know, Ace Arena and Union, New Jersey, you know, things, you know, venues like that, because that's where, you know, in front of 50 people, you would put your body on the line.
Yeah, we did that a lot, especially me and Mox and the Bucks did that a lot. I'm not going to knock them. You know, I mean, a lot of guys here did that, you know, some shorter than others, but we all did that. And we all did that for the love of this sport.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not only just the entertainment part, but the sport part of it all, because we love it. If we did this for money, trust me, I would have been done a year and a half in. You know what I mean? So, no, I had a good union job. It's making like 45 to 50 an hour. I would have just stayed there. But no, we love this.
That's
the difference.
Blood.
Yeah, that's the difference between us and, you know what I mean, whatever, the competition, I guess you could say. And you could say I'm knocking them, but I don't think I am. I'm speaking facts. They get people at the PC who've done other things prior to wrestling. They don't know nothing about pro wrestling. They don't know nothing about the history of pro wrestling. And then they're going to come into our business, into our sport, and then try to tell someone like me who's been doing it for almost 20 years in October that they love pro wrestling. And I'm like, fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Will you love pro wrestling if you're in the car for 18 hours to drive just to get in ring time and get $15 and drive home and then do it again the next day or do it again the next weekend? No. So don't tell me you love it. Right, see, now you got me in the mood.
No, because it's a respect factor.
I just got up.
It's a respect factor because on the other side of it, you know, I've been covering pro wrestling for a very long time. Busted Open's been on the air for 12 years.
What's up?
And the new voice of Monday Night Raw is a guy who used to watch wrestling when he was in the sixth grade. But, it's those types of thing where I understand where you're coming from. It's like, all right, you're coming from the outside. Now you feel like you're on the inside. And until you put in your dues, you can't make that statement.
No, and then, you know, it's just, it's annoying. How about that? Like, it's easy to love something when you're getting paid well to do it still. You know what I mean? Let's see what happens when you're not getting paid well and you're eating ramen noodles and peanut butter every day. You know what I mean? And you celebrate during the week when you can get ground beef. You know what I mean? And you're like, oh, man, I got to, you know. So, no. But that's why I love AEW, because a lot of these guys, even the young guys, they struggled a little bit shorter, but they still struggled. Yeah. You know what I mean? And, you know, you got to struggle to go forward in life, not just in any job you do. You know what I mean? Without sacrifice, without struggle, there is no progress. You know what I mean? And people at AEW, you know what I mean, have struggled. And, you know, we're progressing and the company's progressing. You know what I mean? The company hasn't even been open 5 years yet. You know what I mean? So we're always progressing more and more every day. Not even month or show, it's every day we're progressing.
I mean, Dynamite hasn't even been on the air for 2 years yet, and look how successful it's become.
Word up. Let's talk about that. No, I don't know anything about ratings or numbers. I don't. They could tell me I had the highest rating. I'd be like, does that mean I get more money? And they'll be like, no. I'd be like, okay.
When you took the Young Bucks sneakers, and I'm going to say something that brought me back to 1989 when I was a senior in high school.
Let's go.
All right. And this is what I'm talking about. I went to Don Bosco Tech in Patterson, New Jersey.
And I know that school. I know that school. A lot of women were there that I remember as a teenager. They were nice. They were all sweethearts.
There was no women. It was all. It was an all-boys school.
No, anyway, there was women around there. Was there school?
Not in Don Bosco Tech in Patterson.
What was the school next to it?
Oh, Mary Help a Christian.
There we go. That's what it was. Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, 1989, Patterson, New Jersey, they took us to Scared Straight. You know what I'm saying? They took us a little program called Scared Straight where, you know, certain people would take your sneakers to teach you what it would be like if you went to jail one day. When you did that to the Bucks, it's the first thing that I thought of, like that lesson in life that you don't screw with certain people.
Oh, yeah. It was that, and also, you know how it is, being where around the areas we grew up. It's, you know, what you got. If you start showing off what you got, you're going to get jacked for it. So if you're walking around with a big chain and nice new sneakers and you're bragging about it, you're going to get jacked. You know, like, you know, what you got will get you fucked up, and what you don't know will get you shot up. You know what I mean? So it's an old thing for us, you know. So it was funny. I had a good time.
But also, too, it shows it on the other side. That exploding barbed wire death match, you covered up Moxley. Now, we didn't get the explosion, but you were ready to risk your life for John Moxley.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I'll just say it here. He knows about it now. Before that match, I found out Mox's wife was pregnant because he decided to do it and say it in a promo. Yeah, I mean, probably didn't check with her first, but, you know, that's how he is, you know. I would have done the same thing. We're cut from the same cloth. And I just texted her randomly, and I just said, hey, congrats on the baby. And she called me. She just called me right away. Wow. And she was just like, look, you and John have known each other 10 plus years. What are you doing? And we actually sat down and talked, me and her. And then I just sent John a text because I wasn't at the building for the show, in the beginning of the show, for the exploding barbed wire. And sent him a text, and I said, hey, good luck. Be safe. And that was it. You know, he didn't answer me back. You know what I mean? And then I just saw what was going down. And I said, might as well go out in the blaze of glory, right? On top of the world, ma. You know? I don't want to go out easy. I live hard, die hard, you know?
Championship titles above your heads tonight?
Yeah. Without a doubt. That and then either me or John as world champion. Why not? You know what I mean? And this is going to be fully disrespectful to the Bucks and Kenny, so this is intended to be disrespectful. I believed in those three. I signed here because, you know, those three were here, and they fucking sold out because it got too hard. It got too hard to run a company. No shit, you're running a company. You know what I mean? You're going to bitch and cry about guys turning on you or you know, the guys calling you office or saying kayfabe when you walk in the room. That's part of your fucking job. Deal with it. You know what I mean? But now you're going to bitch and moan about it and then go with Don Callis and, you know, start going up to kids and going, oh, yeah, brother, yeah, kid. Try to do what you guys have been fighting against for years. You know what I mean? They looked into the abyss, and they looked in too long, and they became the monster that they were looking at. And I can't respect that. Look, I'm an asshole. I'm a scumbag. I'm all these stuff that people have called me. I am that. but I own it. I own it, and I live my life. I don't change. I don't flip. They change. They flip. That's why I'm going to fuck up the Bucks, me and Mox. And then Kenny, what's up, baby? What's up, Kenneth? How you doing? We're going to fuck up your little blonde hair. And I was going to say all this other stuff, so that's why I'm more confused right now. I was going to get real nasty, but there's women in the room. I ain't going to do it. See? I'm a gentleman, or I try to be. But Kenny's another one, dog. Best wrestler in the world, and he goes and does that. Come on, man. He shouldn't be world champ. Mox should be world champ. That's all I'm saying. Like, I would love to beat Kenny for the title, but I don't need to beat him. I need to beat Mox.
All right, so last question for me. What's more important, to beat down the Bucks or win their titles?
All depends on my mood.
Okay.
All depends on my mood. It all depends how, you know, if they pop my eardrum in the ring, they give me a little smack I didn't like, then maybe the titles go out the window and I'm just, you know, trying to go out for blood. But, you know, Mox is there with me, so he'll calm me down. And then vice versa. That's how we are.
All right, Mox and Kingston, Bucks tonight, double or nothing. Make sure you check it out. And we may see new tag team.
We will. Champions. Stop with the may. We will. I have a little.
All right, we will see.
There it
new
is.
AEW World Tag Team Champions.
Yonkers, home of the brave, baby.
Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Busted opens inside AEW double or nothing. More next. Welcome back to Busted Opens Inside AEW Double or Nothing on Sirius XM Fight Nation, Channel 156. And now, Dave LaGreca.
Here with Matt Hardy, friend of the show. Even though you deleted me a few years ago, we've gotten past that. Our history is in the behind us, and now we're looking into the future. And being a part of AEW Dynamite this past Friday night, fans back in attendance, what we're going to see tonight at Double or Nothing, full capacity crowd for Double or Nothing. I mean, what has this experience been like for you? Because when you showed up, there were no fans in attendance, and now fans are back. What? Just talk about this last year for you here at AEW.
Yeah, my debut was in the first ever pandemic empty arena.
Crazy.
Era. You know, and like the following week, I actually did a 12-minute promo with Chris Jericho in the ring one-on-one without anybody in the venue, which felt insane. It like goes against everything we do because, you know, our energy, we feed off the fans so much. So just like Dynamite last Friday was absolutely amazing just to have that back. And tonight at Double or Nothing, it's going to be a sold out capacity crowd. I'm just so excited to wrestle in front of a crowd and feel that energy and actually take bumps and be okay with it. They hurt so much less. But I'm also excited about our match tonight. A lot of talent in it. And first and foremost, I have Private Party with me. Their job is to go out and watch my back. And we're going to eliminate the Dark Order in this thing once and for all. And I'm going to win this match and procure a shot at the AEW World Championship.
I love it. And, you know, you're definitely somebody that's going to be highly motivated for being that number one contender. And you have a lot of friends that are going to be a part of that Casino Battle Royal. So I would consider you one of the favorites for winning that as well. Got some bad news Friday night on Dynamite about Jade. But her loss, right?
Yeah, definitely her loss.
Yes, that's what I would figure. But, man, you look at what you've been able to do. And I say this on Busted Open all the time. When it comes to pro wrestling, I said this and people were like, it's Chris Jericho. I said, no, it's Matt Hardy. You're the David Bowie of professional wrestling. Because David Bowie, every album would change his personality, would change his character. You do that all the time and with great success. Like if I had to pick one of my favorite characters that you have been able to portray, the other side of you, Matt Hardy, I don't know if I'd be able to do it because you've been so successful doing it.
Well, thank you. That's a great compliment. And, you know, it just the pandemic era changed a lot of things, too. So this is what worked. Being the kingmaker, Big Money Matt, is definitely what worked in this environment. And who knows, now that fans are coming back, it might be time to change into something else once again.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm excited for that. And I love doing it. To me, that's part of the funnest part of this gig now.
Talk about AEW. You know, you've been everywhere. You've done everything. In any Hall of Fame, when it comes to this great sport, you're going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Talk about being a part of this AEW locker room and being, I would have to think, a mentor in the AEW locker room.
It's great. The creative freedom here, the family feel here, just no BS here. You know, it's just like, we all have a goal in mind. We want to put on the best, most entertaining product that we can for the AEW fan base. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's get together. Let's brainstorm. Let's collaborate. And whoever comes up with the best idea, let's go with it. And that's kind of like the mentality here. You know, and I dress right here next door to you with the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega, a couple other guys. Just, I love the personas and the personalities and the mentality of these guys, you know. And I feel like I was a little bit ahead of my time because I was doing this earlier back in the day with Omega, you know, with my independent promotion and kind of my mentality of working and my style. And now this is kind of like the new trend, you know, in 2021. It has been for the last few years. So I love being around these younger guys. It keeps me young.
Yeah, and Matt, and you just brought up something that's 100% true, and that's you're a trendsetter. When you look at where wrestling was 5 years ago and some of the things that you were doing outside the ring and some of the attendance that you would do even on the indie scene once you left the WWE, and now here you are part of AEW, over 1 million viewers 3 out of 4 weeks. You know, it's in a short time, and just less than 2 years, AEW Dynamite is kind of like that shining showcase when it comes to pro wrestling. I mean, it's got to make you proud that you've been such a big part of so many things that have been successful.
I'm hugely humbled by that, you know, and I love being here in AEW. I love being able to contribute, and I don't want this show to be about me. I want it to be about the future and about the youth, but I know I can contribute, and also I have a say in how I do things and how I'm also, how my career goes forward. Just like, for instance, like, I love having young guys that are going to have 20 years ahead of them, you know, future guys, and I can work with them and help build them and still protect myself, you know, whether it be an Adam Page or whether it be a Darby Allin or whoever it may be. You know, I love that about AEW, and I am afforded that opportunity here.
Busted Opens Inside AEW Double or Nothing.
Here with Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. Big match tonight, obviously, for AEW Double or Nothing, AEW Women's Championship. So you have the title in your sights. But even more important than that, what you have holding in your left hand.
I finally, which is a tragedy it's taken this long, have the official Britt Baker action figures. I have the Unmatched Series 1 and the Chase, the Pittsburgh Steelers gear, Dr. Britt Baker. You're not going to find these. Take a good look.
I know. They're going to be off the shelves immediately.
Because you're never going to see these. You're never going to find them.
I know. And here's the best thing about it. AEW finally realizing their mistake. But also, Jazzwares is like the top when it comes to toys. Peppa Pig. I mean, UFC. And
Dr. Britt
Baker, DMD.
There's no top of the line.
Top of the line.
So I was ready to fight that Jeremy guy. They made me FaceTime him when I got these. And I'm like, what do you want me to do? Thank you? No, you should be thanking me that I didn't beat your ass. And I actually still have a problem because they didn't come with a title belt. And I have a championship match that I'm winning. So we're going to have to halt the production, add the belt to the series, and then we'll start over again.
Well, no, that will be another series of Dr. Britt Baker DMD action figures.
You're right.
Cody Rhodes has 7 different action figures.
I'm going to need a waiting room edition. Yes. I'm going to need the bloody face, the epic bloody face. I'm going to need, you know, me just walking in the park. I'm going to need all of them, just like Cody.
And the thing about it is I know Jazzwares. I did my homework before you came in here with the action figures. Like I said, they're top of the line. So they know all the limited series of all these different things. You're going to tell me that those top executives, who happen to be some of the smartest people on the face of the earth, aren't thinking of those same things? Hey, we need to make a championship version. We need to make a DMD version. Yes. We have to make a version with Rebel. I mean, they're thinking of those
Reba
things.
Or, yes, exactly.
Yeah, don't say Rebel, it's
Reba. Right. And we need Tony Schiavone.
Of course, and they need the whole action set with the commentator table.
Let's get going. Enough is enough. You know, we got started, but we need to keep rolling because we're all going to be rich. So let's just get rich quick.
Yep, and congratulations. I'm sure you're going to have gold around your waist.
I guaranteed on Busted Open.
And I know you did guarantee it, so we're going to have to see. And I'm going to have to try to get my hands. Like, I'm sure the day after those figures are released, I'm going to have to go to eBay in order to get one because they're going to off the shelves immediately.
I know what you're getting at. Don't ask me for any favors. I'm not one? No.
Not even
no.
The Pittsburgh
I know that's where
Steeler
you're going.
Version?
Absolutely not. No.
Listen, it's not like it's Dallas Cowboy gear that you're wearing. It's Pittsburgh Steeler gear. So I might be able to get my hand on one of them.
It's that much more elite.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Super Bowl wins. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Dr. Britt Baker, guys.
You know about champions. So Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, most likely you're next.
AEW Women's World Champion.
Don't leave yet. This table's hot. More of Busted Open's Inside AEW Double or Nothing is coming right up here on Sirius XM Fight Nation, Channel 156.
Hey everyone, this is Lisa Ann, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, The Lisa Ann Experience. This is my chance to share with you my experiences, past and present, including how I went from living in the fantasy world of adult films to talking fantasy sports on Sirius XM. Each week, I'll introduce you to some of the people I've met on my journey and invite friends on to help me read through the endless ridiculousness that lands in my inbox. New episodes are available every Wednesday on the Sirius XM app and Apple Podcasts.
Welcome back to Busted Open's Inside AEW Double or Nothing on Sirius XM Fight Nation, Channel 156. And now, Dave LaGreca.
One of the big matches tonight for Double or Nothing is that Casino Battle Royal. And everybody remembers that Battle Royal that was, some claim to be, the best Battle Royal ever at All In. And now here we are at Double Nothing with this Casino Battle Royal for a future AEW World Championship match. And we first sat down with Max Caster, Anthony Bowens, the Acclaim. Guys, how are you?
Hi, Dave.
we're great, Dave. How are you?
Well, I'm awesome. And I got to be honest, when you guys walked into the room, Max gave you a hug. I think a tear started to well in my eye when I gave you a hug. And then Anthony Bowens gives me a hug. And I downright just almost flat out started bawling because...
I'm glad you felt that too, because I had a little tear in my eye myself. I almost dropped the tear.
I mean, you know, Anthony, we have a history. Max, we definitely have a history together. And to see you guys every single week, national TV, TNT, AEW Dynamite, and it's not just seeing you guys, but you guys are absolutely killing it. And also getting people calling me saying, you actually know these guys? These guys are stars. These guys are amazing. I'm telling you, I'm so proud of what you've been able to accomplish so far.
Thanks. I hope having famous friends has really helped your social life, Dave.
No, being Max that I'm 49 years old and married. Maybe where were you, you know, 15 years ago? Maybe you could have helped me a little bit more, but no, things are fine. But Max, first of all, with you, the raps. We knew you had it in it. This was your idea. We talked to Tony Khan. Tony Khan said that he totally believed in both of you, and he was so glad to give you this opportunity. But, you know, talk about just doing those raps and how it's been getting under people's skin.
That's my favorite part of this. I feel like this is my life's work, beating people up and then also trolling people. It's what I've been doing all my life, getting into fights, trolling people, whether it's on the internet or in person. It's so much fun, and for TK to see that and be like, you know, that's a guy who's living his true self. Let's put that on TV. Let's see what they could do. And then, you know, it's just the mantra that I have between me and Anthony is keep working harder. And that's really important to me, the harder part. You keep working hard, but if you work harder, you're always just going to get better. And so the rap started off, I was real nervous. We didn't have music. Then we didn't have headphones. I couldn't hear it. And so now it's worked to like a well-oiled machine. And it's, you know, we just keep working harder, trying to push the envelope. And I you know, it's great. It's the best part of my job.
You know how I know you made it, Max? Is what? Because you call a billionaire like Tony Khan TK.
TK,
you know?
Yeah. TK.
Anthony, obviously the road to get here, a rough one, a lot of ups and downs, but you're here. You never lost confidence in yourself. You always knew you were talented. By the way, not just talented in the ring, on the microphone, beautiful singing voice as well. We've heard you sing before. You got a beautiful singing voice.
No,
but Anthony, like, talk about the road to get here and finally achieving your goal.
It's been a long one. You know, I've been on the show a couple times, and it was a frustrating road. It was fun. It had its ups and downs. It had its moments where I didn't have any of the answers anymore. I couldn't figure out what did I need to do to get to where I need to be. And everything just came together that one day when Max and I met in the elevator and was like, what are you doing here? And like, what are you doing here? Oh, we're here to talk to Tony Khan. And then he dropped the bomb on us that he wanted us to be the Acclaimed. And we went out there awkwardly 2 hours later, not knowing what the hell we were. And then it turned into what we're doing now. It's a dream come true. And I still can't believe it's happening. I mean, I do. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm excited for it. The acclaim to have arrived in AEW and globally across the world. But there's still a part of me that's just like, I can't believe this is happening.
And I think we had a good representation just watching that meet and greet line we just did in the practice field, where we didn't get to everybody and people are just like lined up to the back of the wall and they're just still coming to see the acclaimed, and we had to leave early. I feel kind of bad about that. We'll try to be less popular on the next one. But it's just a manifestation of that hard work and just clicking the chemistry. It wouldn't have worked if we weren't such great wrestlers, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the one thing you never have lacked, Max, is confidence. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, did you ever think maybe doing maybe even back when we used to work together, did you ever think of doing a rap on me? I mean, like, would you ever be able to accomplish that?
On Dave LaGreca?
I mean, I think that'd be very easy to hit, Max. I mean, look at Dave. He's so small and puny.
And his gray hair and his glasses.
Oh, the ugly glasses.
And his outfit. The shorts are nice. Pink shorts.
Terrible breath.
But the shirt, I don't know about the shirt.
That's a shoot, brother.
Yeah.
Feeling lucky? You're listening to Busted Opens Inside AEW Double or Nothing here on Fight Nation.
One of the top hot young talents right now in AEW, and I know a favorite of mine in Busted Open, is powerhouse Will Hobbs, who's also involved in tonight's Casino Battle Royale. What's this year been like for you? I mean, so many ups and downs, and not so much with you and your career, but just it's crazy. You get this opportunity and COVID hits and you're doing it in front of zero fans, and now full fans, Double or Nothing. I mean, pretty much a roller coaster ride lately.
I'm excited as hell. Like, I can't even explain how I feel just watching Dynamite with all the fans, and we got Double or Nothing coming up. I can't explain it. I'm excited. Like, this is a dream come true. So,
the moment for you, was it the match with Christian Cage? Like, was that the moment where you think a lot of people who didn't know your name now know your name after that?
Yeah, 100%. That match elevated me. I feel like my stock went up, confidence went up, everything went up. Is working with Christian and that match, I believe it kind of pinpointed me on the map a little bit.
And to watch your growth, too, you have been able to not just tell a story with what you're able to do in the ring, but your facial expressions, your eyes, the way you curl your lip. Like, you tell – no, seriously, you can tell a story without even saying a word.
I appreciate that. It's when I'm beating down someone, that's just – that's how I look. Like, when my kids act up, I look at them like that. And,
yeah.
You know, they – stand attention and do whatever they need to do.
I mean, that was what my dad did. My dad never said anything. All he had to do was look at me, and I knew, all right, this guy means business. I better stop whatever I'm doing. And you've been doing that now with AEW and the roster with AEW. You know, fans are now back. AEW Dynamite this past Friday night. I mean, thousands of people in attendance. We're going to see tonight, Double or Nothing, full capacity crowd. What's that going to be like for you? Because you've been doing it really in front of nobody for the most part.
It's going to be awesome. You know, the last big battle royal that I was in was at All Out, and I wasn't even signed yet, and I feel I stood out in that battle royal. And so with full fans, for me, I got to win it. That's anything else won't matter unless I win it.
All right. When you're in that ring, and listen, there's some tag teams in there. Like, the acclaimed are going to be in there. Like, there's going to have to, we're going to find out about loyalty in that battle royal tonight at Double or Nothing. But when you win, is it going to be for you, or is it going to be for Team Taz?
For me.
Okay.
For me and for Team Taz, you know, so winner gets that championship shot.
It's,
so
it's a great opportunity.
That's what we're here for.
It's a great opportunity. How influential has Taz been for you?
Very influential. Taz has brought something out of me that I haven't seen in a long time, and that's just being aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Just being aggressive, committing to everything I do, and it showed this past Friday when I got my hands on Christian.
strength, power, the skill.
Yeah.
These are all attributes that you have. Do you think that's lacking sometimes with AEW and pro wrestling? What I mean by that is you don't see a lot of big men. You know, you see like the John Moxleys of the world that are like just skilled at being a pro wrestler. But once in a while, you need somebody that's just a badass big guy.
I'm a product of the hood. I'm a product of the streets. So that's all I know how to be.
And you got some charisma. You got some swagger. I remember the first time you came on Busted Open, you're kind of quiet, kind of reserved. And that wasn't that long ago.
No.
That was just a few months ago.
Yeah.
And you sound like a much different person.
I am.
Right now.
Like I said, man, I came out my shell and I'm being me, powerhouse. This is how I am 24/7. When I go back to the West Coast, when I go back to the Bay in Oakland and East Palo Alto, what you see on TV is what you see in person.
Busted Opens inside AEW Double or Nothing. More next. Busted Open has invaded Daly's place and is taking you along for the ride. This is Busted Open's Inside AEW Double or Nothing on Sirius XM Fight Nation, channel 156.
Back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca previewing Double or Nothing tonight, AEW's biggest event of the year. And if we're going to talk Double or Nothing, we have to talk to this man because he has one of the biggest matches on the card tonight, and that is your TNT champion, Miro. Miro, how are you?
Always good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for taking the time. And we talk about it on Busted Open all the time. And as I was telling you before we started the interview, whether it's Tommy Dreamer, whether it's Mark Henry or Bully Ray, everyone's been praising this new attitude over the last month or two.
Thank you. That is new for a legend in the business to say something good about today's talent. That's usually we get buried all the time, so thank you guys. I really appreciate that.
But you can understand why, because you know, somebody with your size, somebody now with your experience, and now with gold around your waist, it's been that aggressive side that we've seen the last month or so that's really taking it to another level.
Yeah, it just I'm being me. It's time to be me. You know, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm done dancing. I'm done singing. It's time to be Miro, who what my destiny was, to come here and become a champion. And it doesn't matter, I had all that shit throughout my career, but it is what it is. It leads me here to this moment, and that's becoming a TNT champion. And that's the best championship in any professional wrestling business, if you ask me, because it's not the title that makes the man, it's man that makes the title, and nobody's gonna beat me. I'm undefeated and I'm undefeatable. Nobody's gonna take that away from me.
And I think the biggest thing too is whatever your name was with the other company is now forgotten. You know, it's not Miro, formerly Rusev. It's just Miro. Like, you've gotten to the point where people are, they love what you did. They love what you were able to accomplish there. But they're loving even more what you're doing right now.
Yeah, because you see, it's real. People see it's real. And that's what I said. People say characters and gimmicks. And yeah, wrestling is full of dumb characters and people that just want to be something they're not. And this is not how it works, man. You have to be you. You have to draw real emotion. You got to go out there and kick ass. But you got to find that within you. It's not from some television character. You can't just find it somewhere. You got a deep search inside. And it's, but some people take that, you know, in White Man Can't Jump. Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
You know what they say? You'd rather look good and lose. And that's what people do. They rather do these 6'15s and 4'50s and look pretty and lose instead of just punching somebody in the mouth and kicking them in the face like I do. And people see that. People see that aggressive side. And there's nobody ever in the business that's been as aggressive as I am.
But an interesting challenge tonight at Double or Nothing, because you talked about like the new style of a lot of wrestlers where you, I think I agree with you as far as looking good instead of actually winning a match. But you're going up against somebody with a lot of size, somebody with, you know, that a lot of people call a monster in the ring, in Lance Archer.
If that makes him sleep better at night, he'll call himself a monster. Great. Lance is going to get what he deserved. I told him I'm going to hurt him, and I'm going to hurt him. And I declare now that I'm going to beat Lance Archer within 15 minutes. I will absolutely destroy him.
Darby Allin, the man that you won the title from, was heartbroken. I mean, he spoke to the audience at Daly's Place after he won that championship title. You laugh. Why?
It's funny. He's probably somewhere in Seattle writing a sad song or a poem about how it beat him up so bad. Like, come on, kid. Get up. First of all, you're 140 pounds. walking around, you thinking you're a tough guy, you're painting your face, you call your face paint daddy, Sting to come and help you out in your funeral. That's not how this thing goes, man. And then and you saw what happened. It was a complete manipulation. I signed the contract. He goes and gets in unnecessary fights, gets in trouble. This is not smart. And I'm here to be smart. And I'm here to make money. And that's what I'm doing. I have no boss over my head. This is not WWF. This is none of these things. Tony Khan is not my boss. He's my partner. Mm-hmm. I'm here to take care of myself and myself alone.
How do you feel about AEW as a company? How is it? Was it a tough transition?
I care about my company. Okay. I care about my company. It's not about AEW. People call AEW my home. AEW is not my home. I got a home in LA. I got a home in Bulgaria. I got a home in Nashville. I got a home in St. Pete. Those are my homes. The AEW is just a place that I come to murder people and then go back home and spend my money. Because at the end of the day, it's all about money. It's not about my home of wrestling.
Well, Miro, you're a TNT champion. Big match tonight with Lance Archer. Miro, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you very much.
We're rolling sevens. This is Busted Opens Inside AEW Double or Nothing on Sirius XM Fight Nation, Channel 156.
I'm actually hoping this next interview doesn't even make it to the show and finds itself on the cutting room floor. But knowing my producer, Evil Ed Robinson, you're probably going to be listening it today, just hours away from AEW's Double or Nothing. And that's thorn in my side, pain in my ass, Thunder Rosa.
So I mean, do your interview. Do your interview because right. I know you need to get this for your
let's
show.
Let's do the interview. Right. Let's try to be professional here.
Yeah.
Britt Baker does have a championship match.
Good for her.
Double or Nothing.
Good for
against
her.
Sheeta. Do you think we're going to have a new AEW women's champion?
I honestly don't care whoever comes out the winner. You know, it's next for me to go in the ring. So whoever it is, I really don't care. Well, I already know both of them very well. And, you know, what is fair is fair. I'm just going to tell you something. Britt Baker said that she put her life on the line for this match. I put my life on the line on every single match that I have. Not only that, I put my life on the line for women's wrestling in general. So again, if she wins or Sheeta wins, I really don't care to rat's ass. Because I'm next. And if it's going to take me one time, if it's going to take me three times to beat them, I will do that until I become the champion. Because I feel que yo soy la campeona del pueblo, la verdad. Pero, you know, that's another story for another day. There you go. That's
so either way, you're the number one contender for this championship.
I am. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Listen, no disrespect, okay? But listen, I think you're one of the best. I've said that before. I was always a big fan of yours. I think it might be a time for you to show, I don't know, a little respect for me after what took place at Buda, Texas. Like, you got to admit, I surprised you just a little bit at what I was able to accomplish in Buda, Texas.
What did you accomplish?
I was able to walk out of that ring on my own 2 feet.
Yeah,
you talked
you
a lot
cheated.
Of trash saying I was going to get carried out. I was going to get dragged out. I was going to get knocked out. None of that happened. Now, you got the best of me. Physically, there's no doubt about it. You got the best of me. I'm not an athlete. I never claimed to be. But I was able to walk out of that ring. So I think I deserve just a little bit of respect from
just
you.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
You don't got none. Hear me? Zero.
So not a thank you, not a good job, nothing out of you after what I was able to
Mark
do.
Mark Henry, thank you so much for coming to my show. Oh, I appreciate you. You and your kids are amazing. Thanks for taking pictures with my strength conditioner coach and with my son and with everybody. Thanks to the Busted Open Radio Show for being so kind and watching our show. But you, no.
It's over. Just see, it's over. It's over. Let's get past it. I wish you luck. Whether it's Sheeta or Britt Baker, that's the AEW Women's Champion.
Is that the only question that you have for me?
That's it. Well, I mean, what else? What else is
I
there?
Don't know.
What else is there to talk about?
I don't know. Talk to me about how, you know, I have helped the AEW Women's Division.
You have.
You know, to build to the next level.
Not just AEW, NWA as well. What you've been able to do in both those women's division simultaneously, nobody else has been able to do that. You've been able to do that. I give you all the respect and all the credit you deserve. Unfortunately, I don't know if it's an attitude problem that you have or something else, but you don't give anybody else credit but yourself. That seems to be an issue or problem. That's a you problem, not a me problem.
I don't give credit to you. That's the problem. That's the problem. You want me to
close your
eyes.
I drew the biggest house in Mission Pro Wrestling history.
That's the least you could have done for us. It's a women's show. Of course, you have to do something.
And it took a man to get the biggest box office crowd that they've ever had. Right or wrong? Yes or no?
A man, no disrespect to your wife without balls. You couldn't even put a hand on me.
this is not over.
It's over.
Until Thunder Rosa, la mera mera, la jefa, it says it's over. And you know what? It's over. This interview, because I say it's over.
Busted opens inside AEW Double or Nothing.
Here we are just hours away from Double or Nothing. I want to thank Brandi Rhodes, Eddie Kingston, the acclaimed Matt Hardy, Britt Baker, Powerhouse Will Hobbs, Miro, that pain in the ass Thunder Rosa. Also a special thanks to producer extraordinaire Evil Ed Robinson, also Mother Marissa. Thanks so much to you, more importantly, the Busted Open Nation. Enjoy AEW's Double or Nothing tonight. We'll talk to you on Monday right here on Busted Open.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby Laspisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM senior vice president of sports programming and podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation program director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.